There are other tools and techniques that one can use in thinking about systems. Dynamic systems modeling has been around for many years, having been introduced as early as in the 1960s in looking at ecological and environmental systems. Much of this early work was done at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, but the tools and techniques developed have now been well refined and elaborated and used effectively in many different fields, including education. And here we have a dynamic systems model trying to look at the question of school performance, innovation in school performance, and how do we increase student performance? What are the critical factors in increasing student performance? And in a model such as this, you can begin anywhere and I'm going to go anywhere in seeing the connections. But if we look and start with student performance and then map backwards, you see that student performance is a function of of student ability, and student ability is a function of the curriculum and the knowledge and the training students have had. That is a function of the curriculum, and et cetera, et cetera. So you can follow this particular dynamic model around.